We welcome you inside our studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles safety Nate Allen. Big challenge for the defense in game number one. I guess as far as balanced offenses go, none better than the Washington Redskins.
Not at all. RG3 and that offense, they're going to be a great challenge for us, and they have a lot of weapons. RG3 being, you know, the main one, and they have all their guys back on offense, so it's going to be fun. We're gonna, you know, a lot of play action, you know, and he adds another aspect to the run game, so it's going to be a good challenge.
When you watch him, Nate, I mean, this is a kid who came into the league and threw 5 interceptions last year. That's it.
Yeah.
Made very few mistakes, and certainly against the Philadelphia Eagles, mm-hmm. played great football. What makes him so good?
Like I said, he just adds another aspect to the run game. You don't know, you know, if he's going to run it or throw it. So, I mean, he does both well. You know, he reads well. He's got a strong arm. And, you know, he was a track guy at some time back early in his, you know, sporting days. So he's just a heck of an athlete and a heck of a football player.
Do you look at him as a player coming off a major injury, or do you look at him as a player who is a 100% healthy kid coming into this game? Let's get after him.
Yeah, we definitely have to go in, you know, expecting him to be 100% because I'm sure he is. And, you know, we got to be expecting the RG3 that, you know, we saw last year.
What challenges are you presented with? I mean, you've got to be aggressive coming up to support the run, but you can't be too aggressive or else you get caught with the play action.
Exactly, and that's something they're big on. They run because they got a great running back with Alfred Morris, and you know, he's a downhill guy. And they like you said, they suck you up in the run game because they run, and they hit you with a play action and try to go up top. And you know, they got great receivers that with a lot of speed on the outside, so. You know, as a secondary, we just have to stay disciplined and focus on our keys and have great eyes this game.
Nate, Bill Davis has talked about this. You mentioned the Redskins come back. They are a cohesive unit. They're familiar with what they're doing in the scheme. They're experienced.
Right.
This defense comes in, new coordinator, new scheme, a bunch of new players.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a challenge from just the where do we stand kind of aspect of things.
Right. But, you know, that's what we had this off season for, and we had you know, training camp. So we feel good where we are, and you know, we're having a good week of preparation. And you know, like I said, we just have to focus on our keys and stay disciplined as a defense as a whole, and you know, try to get some pressure on RG3 every now and then.
What do you expect just from an aggressive standpoint? I mean, I guess the number one thing would be with RG3, don't let him just sit back in the pocket and pick you apart.
Yeah, definitely, and. You definitely don't want to let him get outside the pocket, you know, because that's where he does most of his damage. You know, when he gets outside the pocket, you know, he's liable to run and he can throw it. So, yeah, we just got to, you know, try to contain him. And like I said, like I keep saying, the main thing is staying disciplined as a secondary because that play action, you know, they can suck you up in there.
When the schedule came out in April, did you look at it and say, boy, I wonder if RG3 will play in this game? Did you look that far ahead?
Not really. I mean – you know, you kept hearing about it in the off season and leading up in the preseason. They would always update his injury report. So
like only about 20 times a day,
right? Yeah, exactly. So you're always hearing about it. But I mean, I was expecting him to be ready for this one. So I was,
Would you have been disappointed if he wasn't playing?
Not necessarily. You gotta be ready for whoever's in there. Right. But I mean. You know, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting.
Nate, Monday Night Football, is it a thrill for you?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
These are the kind of games you play for as a football player, you know. And especially it being the first Monday night game, the whole nation is watching, and it's going to be exciting.
What do you like before a game? I know you're a hyperkinetic, always moving, stretching out the body.
Right.
Are you a butterfly guy?
Oh, yeah. And I think everybody gets butterflies, but as soon as, you know, that ball snapped first play, they all go away, and, you know, you're just reacting and playing ball. That's
what it's all about,
that's
right?
That's what you're doing.
It breaks down. Once again, it does. It's just football.
Exactly.
Everything that's happening outside, you guys don't pay any attention to
that. Ever since Pop Warner, I've always had butterflies. But as soon as that ball snapped for the first time, you get your first kind of contact, it's all good. Everything goes out.
It's interesting. You know, for weeks and weeks, we all prepare here for forever, and there's a different kind of mood. At that time, I think players are looking to make the team. You want to make sure that you make the team. Now that the team comes together, the mood changes so much now. It's everybody's in the same boat. Everybody's going in the same direction with one goal in mind, win on Monday night.
Right, yeah, there's that unity. And, I mean, and everything changes now. The speed of the game, the intensity, and, you know, everybody's playing for keeps now.
Yeah, well, it's a big one on Monday night. We wish you the best of luck.
Big one. Thanks,
Nate Allen, thanks for joining us here in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.